Getting the flu vaccine is a simple way to protect yourself and those at greatest risk from influenza. And as the COVID-19 pandemic carries on, public health officials say it's more important than ever this year. Christine Herman spoke with Linda Fred, the director of pharmacy at Carle Hospital in Urbana, to learn more.
Getting a flu vaccination is important every year, especially if you fall into a high-risk category. But even if you don't fall into a high-risk category directly, almost every one of us interacts with people who do have high risk for infections or for bad outcomes from those infections. So it's just really important to protect yourself and the people around you to get a flu vaccination every year. This year, it's even more critical because we are in the middle of a pandemic and we already have some concerns about hospital capacity in various parts of the country. Exacerbation of the situation by having the pandemic and then seasonal flu at the same time might push hospital capacities in some places kind of over the edge. I think it's just really especially important this year just to maintain everybody's health and to make sure that the hospital capacities are maintained in good stead and that, you know, patients have access to healthcare when they need it.
And I'd like to learn a little bit more about this nationwide shortage of the high-dose vaccine, which I understand is recommended for seniors age 65 and older. Can you talk a little bit about what the high dose is and what your message is for seniors who may not be able to get it this year?
Yeah, so just a little context around that. So the high-dose vaccination has been available for a few years now. It is recommended for patients who are age 65 or older, but the CDC does not have strong guidance on a real preference for one vaccine over another vaccine. What the CDC says is it's important to get a flu vaccination. If you don't have access to a high dose vaccination this year, you should get a regular dose vaccination instead. And the risk of not getting a vaccination is higher than the risk of getting the normal dose as opposed to the high dose.
And is the idea that with a higher dose of the vaccine, a person is offered greater protection, and this is particularly important for those who are most vulnerable?
A stronger immune response and thought to be a little more sustainable, because that's one of the reasons that people are often advised not to get a flu shot too early in the season, because you want to make sure that your antibody response lasts throughout the entire flu season. So if you get your shot in, you know, June, then it might run out in December or January, and there's still quite a bit of flu season left after that. So it has to do with both the immune response of the body and sustaining it through the whole duration of the flu season.
And speaking of timing, when is the right time to get your flu shot?
In general terms, the CDC every year recommends to start flu vaccinations October 1st. That's when the hospital mandate starts. So we're obligated to offer flu vaccinations for our Medicare patients, and that's the date that's applied every year. And that's based on the CDC recommendation. But there have been years where they recommend an earlier injection because of what they've seen in trends with transmission of the disease and prevalence of the disease. So in some years, they do recommend some differences in that. But usually starting in the, you know, mid to late September, you're easily within the time frame. And I encourage people every year to get a flu shot. And I get my flu shot every year. And again, it comes back to what I said right at the top of the conversation, that it's important not just for your health, but for the health of those around you. So I think it's just a good practice, a good humane practice for the well-being of the community, honestly.
That's Carle Pharmacy Director Linda Fred speaking with Christine Herman.